the celebrity phone is lighting up, and you know what? Being our Valentine's show, it's the dreamy Clay Aiken. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Jeremy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. This isn't Clay. Hi, who's this?
I'm sorry to disappoint you. This is not Clay. Oh. It's just Steve Grand.
Oh, just Steve Grand. Thong model Steve Grand is joining us on the line for happy Valentine's Day, Steve.
I'm sorry to be such a letdown and not be Clay Aiken.
Well, you know what? Things are looking up now. I can tell you now that you're on the phone, all right? Well, happy Valentine's. Let's talk Valentine's Day then. Like, are you one of those people who gives into the holiday, or do you just think that every day should be Valentine's Day?
I mean, I think you should, love the person you're with like it's Valentine's Day every day of the year.
Are you a romantic, though? Like, what's your ideal Valentine's Day? Are you doing something, like, private at home? Are you hitting up at the town? Like, what are you doing?
Definitely at home. I don't really like to go out just, like, Netflix and chill kind of day. Maybe some snacks where, we don't give each other crap for eating terribly. And that would be perfect. Just a Valentine's Day with no expectations.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a person?
Ooh. Wow, it's so hard to say. Well, I think it's, like, I've written songs about people, and I think they're romantic. But I don't always tell them they're about them, so maybe it doesn't count.
Okay, so you're calling it to spill the beans. All right, which song is about me? Let's just put it out there. Might as well tell everyone. No. Okay, so let me flip that around.
No, it's a secret.
Well, yeah. Okay, so let's flip this around. What's the most romantic thing somebody has ever done for you?
Oh. God, I really, have to think about that.
See, look at this, everybody. I'm putting him on the spot. He was pulling a fast one by calling into the show, and now he's clamming up on us. Do you appreciate kind of the little small things that somebody can do, like, getting you your favorite kind of onion dip or something on Valentine's because you can have the unhealthy food? Or is it the big plan, like, hey, we're going to go and see the tropics for a week? Like, what do you appreciate more?
I think the most romantic thing was, like, if I'm already in bed and, like, just, watching, like, YouTube or Netflix and, like, someone, like, brings me treats or snacks, I think that would be, like, the most amazing thing.
Okay, what kind of treat? Like, what sort of snacks would be your,
like, just anything that you could buy at a gas station that's terrible for you. Like, Cheetos, or, like, Hostess treats, or, like, just anything terrible and delicious like that.
What do you think about people professing their love on social media on Valentine's Day? Here's my thought on it, because, I'm married. We certainly don't do the whole gushy kind of a thing. I always just feel that that's between the two of us, but... and I'm sorry to break your heart on this, Steve, but I don't understand the people who, like, do the whole lovey-dovey, it's been 5 years, I love you so much, you're the light of my life. Well, tell the person, you don't have to put that publicly on social media, but if you do that, hey, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on that. I think people, if people are doing it just on Valentine's Day, that's one thing, but I think it's more like the people that are just constantly shoving it in your face. And when it starts to feel performative, to me, that's, like, very much an indication that they probably actually don't feel that secure in their relationship, and they're like, it's like, who are you trying to convince, man? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, when you feel the need to constantly perfect your love, maybe that's an indication that deep down you don't feel so secure in it after all.
Well, that's my thing, is that that's great that you can take pictures of the flowers and everything that you got on Valentine's Day, but when he's surprising you Wednesday morning just because... Show us those pictures then. Then that's the true sign of love, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a wonderful thing. I'm not much like of a gift guy, and like I don't like being surprised, so like I feel like I have enough kind of like surprises in my professional life and things like that. I just want someone to like to be there and to love me and, be honest and trustworthy and caring and all that stuff. Like, I don't care if it's some of my relationships I've never even posted about. Like, I've never had, you would never know I was in a relationship with the person. So I like to kind of, you know, keep that to myself.
Yeah. I'm kind of not into the whole social media thing. That's where I sort of have that opinion. Let's talk about your music then, since that's what everybody knows you for. You made headlines when you first hit the music scene. You know, you came out. Were you feeling pressure to do that? Like, were you worried that it would negatively affect your career? Or did you just think that so many people had done it that it should be okay at this point?
No, I just was thinking this is who I am, and I want to be an artist, and part of being, I think, a good artist and a songwriter is bringing your personal experiences into what you do. So it just was a very natural thing for me to do. Like, it's what I always thought I was going to do, and I don't have anything else. You know, I can't compare it to, like, a time before I wasn't out, because I was out on day one of my career. So, I whenever people ask that, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it hurt me or helped me or anything like that, because I have nothing to compare it to.
What did you think of being defined as a gay music artist? Was that something that, like, I don't consider myself a gay radio host. I'm just radio host, and I'm a guy, and I happen to like guys. But you're dubbed that in the music industry.
Well, I think that's why it's important to, like, know yourself and know how you define yourself, because then that stuff doesn't necessarily bother you as much. And I don't think it's necessarily, like, malicious when people do that. I think it's just, like, it's something about me that maybe makes me a little different. You know, obviously a big portion of my fan base is gay, so, and, you know, I sing about, you know, being a man that loves other men, so I think it's just kind of like, I don't always think that labels are malicious. Sometimes it could feel like tiresome, and it's like, all right, well, you know, I have more to say than that, but I don't know. I don't get too upset about it.
If when you were first starting out, a record label said, you know what, we want you, you know, singing about women and, you know, liking girls and things like that, would you have done it, or would you have said, no, that's not me?
I mean, I'd like to think, first of all, I don't think anyone would ever ask me that, because I don't think anyone would believe it for a second. I never had any desire to do that, and I never thought it as, like, a realistic thing. Like, that would never happen, so I've never entertained that idea seriously.
I'm sure you've been asked many times, you know, if you would recommend people doing this, and everybody's life is different, so we can't necessarily say that there's one sure, you know, way to come out, but, you know, if you're in the music business, what do you think about an artist who's sort of on the fence about, you know, do I come out, do I not? Because, I mean, there's even rumblings about other artists in the music business right now, and, you know, sometimes we wonder, why does it take so long to come out? So, again, from the music business perspective, what would you tell somebody who's an aspiring artist?
Oh, man, I mean, it's totally has to be that person's decision. It's really up to them. I don't know what it's like to have to, like, be in the closet for a long period of time, so I don't know what that's like. You know, on one hand, I'm like, man, if you have a great deal going, if you, like, have a fan base that knows you a certain way, and it's not, like, causing you, like, emotional stress, I would say, like, you know, make that money for a couple of years, maybe. And then, you know, then kind of, like, you know, because sometimes that's the hard thing to do, and, like, you know, you could come out at a later time, like, once you've made all your money, like Ricky Martin or something. But I think the world is a different place now, and you probably, people don't seem to really care as much. There's plenty of, like, out people. Like, Sam Smith has been out pretty much since, you know, his entire career, and he's obviously doing amazing. Adam Lambert, I mean, there's Troy Sivan. Like, these people are doing fine, so, I would say that, yeah, feel like you could come out, but don't feel pressured to, don't feel in any kind of rush.
Did you think at any time, though, hey, you know what, if I am out and proud, this could negatively affect my career? Or, like you say, so many people have done it already that I'll be fine?
I mean, when I did it in 2013, really, like, all, you know, everyone that I mentioned except for Adam Lambert, you know, wasn't really around then. I just thought the world was, we're ready for it as a culture, and I was like, ready or not, like, this is who I am, and I'm not a good faker, and I have no, like, I don't want to be, I just want to be myself, so I'm just gonna I'm just going to be out, and never really gave it much thought beyond that.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Was sex appeal part of your marketing plan?
I think it always helps to get eyeballs. Like, if you're a person that's nice to look at, that you have nice visuals in your music, like, just like I want to make a song sound beautiful, I want to make, you know, the videos and things that I put out also look beautiful. So, I guess, like, of course.
Let's talk about your upcoming gigs for Valentine's Day and how you're spreading the love.
I always get in trouble with that question. Like, you know, I mean, it's like a thing that's, I think, obvious to everyone that, like, looks out into the world. Like, most of the stars that we like, you know, are good-looking people. So I try to take care of myself and try to look good. But obviously, there's a lot more to it than that.
I know you just had a run of shows in Mexico, and you spent a lot of time in our favorite place, Puerto Vallarta. And first of all, how is the wall coming? Is there the wall there yet, or no?
No wall. Just lots of tacos.
Okay.
So I'm happy about that.
Hey, tacos on the beach. I think I've had that a few times. But talk about, I guess you could consider it a residency, sort of like a Las Vegas residency. You had a several-month gig there.
Yeah. Actually in California now. On the 12th, I start my California run in Los Angeles at the Catalina Bar and Grill, and then I'm in San Diego the 13th and 14th at Martini's, and I'm at Toucan's in Palm Springs on the 15th and 16th, and then I'm even going up to Sacramento and San Francisco after that.
Oh, so I have to share my Valentine with other Californians. All right, well, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. But what else are you working on? Yeah, I know you put out an album last year. What can we expect for the rest of the year then from you?
I'm really just focused on my live shows, and there's some music videos in the pipeline that I'm just kind of, there's like some that I'm just, you know, figuring out editing still. One that I've been working on for over a year and a half that has just been like stuck in editing, and then another one that I'm kind of writing right now, and of course always writing new music, and always you know, working on my live show, and obviously, you know, doing a lot of live dates. And I'll be back in Provincetown this summer. It's gonna be my third full summer doing a little residency there from July through the middle of September.
All right, so how can people keep in touch with all those dates and all of the busyness you have on the go? I know you're very popular on social media, right?
Yes, so Instagram and Twitter are great places, at Steve Grand Music. My website has all my dates, stevegrand.com. There's this great app called bandsintown.com, and it's a place where you can follow all your favorite artists, and you get notified when they come to a town near you. So it's, you know, you don't have to, like, scroll through a bunch of dates. It just... you get a notification when they're when Steve Grand is, you know, coming to your town.
Oh, well, my Valentine, Steve Grand. You know, I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for calling in. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too, Jeremy.